Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 11th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will probably have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider. These are places where life may very well be good when the crisis breaks out in America. So go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will independently give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's now have a look at what's on the plate for today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a very long piece on the end of America's unchallenged global economic dominance. It's something that I've touched on several times in the past, but I thought it was time to give it a full hearing because it is so huge and so tragic that I think many of you will not have many of the details which have caused this to happen, and I think it's time to give it a very in-depth airing. So I shall do that for probably over half the show today, and then I will talk about the telltale signs of the incipient recession. And when you've heard that, I think you will be fairly convinced that we are, if not already in a recession, about to enter one. The unknown, of course, is how severe it will be, and in my opinion, it will be devastating. All right, so then I'm going to give you various interesting statistics about the US, not all economic, of a varying nature, which I think you'll find interesting. And then I will talk in more detail about the out-of-control nature of the US debt. Now, when I talk about the US debt, which I do frequently, I always bring you new information. So even if you're going to roll your eyebrows and your eyeballs and say, oh, no, he's not talking about the debt again, I think you will agree that each time I do talk about it, I have something new to say. And that is certainly the case this time round. So don't ignore it just because you think you've heard it all before. You probably haven't. And then to finish up with a very short comment on consumer behaviour. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of The Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows independently so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become paying patrons and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free, select any three shows, but I highly recommend the most recent three shows because that does give you a fairly accurate insight into how I treat the day-to-day issues of the world. So let me finish by giving you my details, starting with my email address, which of course you will all need. It is on the Podbean page, but here again it is anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my email address, where you need to write to me if you would like the free shows. Again, that's rwlmartin1@aol.com. It's my initials, okay? RWL. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and they contain often some fairly insightful comments, hopefully, into what's going on. And I haven't really done much in recent weeks because I've been very busy, first of all, with my end-of-year summary and also with other things that have come up since then. But my schedule should quieten down quite dramatically in the course of the next week or 10 days. So I will be posting again in some detail again. But there's plenty of stuff to read from the past. So it should keep you happy and busy. Again, the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. No punctuation, please, all lowercase and all one word. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. The Twitter page I use for the one-liners, the kind of pithy comments that don't really fit either into the show or into the Facebook page. And that's very simple. The address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Okay, again, all one word, lowercase, and no punctuation. Okay, so with that, I shall leave you. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye until Friday.